Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on the 20th day of November. And I think we're all getting ready for Thanksgiving and have many blessings in mind to offer. And I would really, really suggest that the thing you offer the most is actually a blessing. A blessing can be as simple as a smile towards someone you don't know. It could be as simple as a courtesy in driving. Any time you surrender your advantage in the world, you've given, opened a window or opened a door for somebody else to receive an advantage from that. So just pause for a moment before you say something and think about what you would most appreciate hearing from someone else. Think about how you can contribute to the moment. It might just simply be, hello, boy, it is wintry today. You know, people like knowing that you're experiencing what they're experiencing, because in the smallest kind of way, it's a form of compassion. And there's nothing that lights the fires of unity better than compassion, because that is love for one another. So we are moving into this season, which is heightened by social activity, expectations of grace, and joining in the community, and celebrating the end of a year that brought us both pleasure and pain, accomplishments and challenges. And we look toward this ending with a spirit of gratitude, because whatever happened for us will become a chapter in our life that will be rich for the future. You may not see it right now, but everything you experience is a treasure for the future. It's something you refer back to. You draw wisdom from, courage from, perhaps, or perhaps union with someone else. Perhaps you've never experienced a certain type of challenge. And when someone else does, you say, yeah, you know, the same thing happened to me back in 2022. And 22 is the number of mastery. So let's think about also the things that we have mastered in this year. I know for me, a really, really big one was our Master Blessing seminar that was a recovery of all I had to let go of for the 3 years of suffering. And to find myself back in that place, literally, the people were there. I danced. I danced in front of them, jumped, danced, raised my hands with joy. I was a kid, and it felt like that. The radiant beauty of just having that moment together with our blessing givers again was so amazing. So I just want to bring forth that spirit right now. And also I want to thank Nancy Preborn for being with us today.
Nancy, hi, everybody. Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
Great. Okay, you know, I never see your name on the board, but I guess it's because you're not asking a question. silly me. Okay, well, I would love to hear from people who've already arrived in our community, and we have people arriving all the way through. So forgive me if sometimes I repeat myself, but I just see a whole new group of people have moved through. And then we really try to end at our discussion at 4 o'clock Central, because there are people around the world who tune in, and they can't afford the phone call, but they want to be part of the blessing. I sent them instructions on how to prepare, how to be ready, and how to join us. So we'd like to be there as close as we can. I don't want to cut anyone off who has something really important to say or request. but let's kind of be mindful as we move through this. We always have a number of people waiting to speak, and that's why I get into it early. Oh, but there is one more announcement I want to make, because it's really an accomplishment for me. I worked all day yesterday recovering our online store from the neglect that it had received over my 3 years of suffering, because I just really could not afford a professional to come in and completely reconstruct it. Tim is great, but Tim really just manages our calls and our community at this point in his life, because, well, he's semi-retired. And it was pretty much up to me to do what needed to be done. I did it yesterday, and I feel so proud of it. It's so much better organized than it was before. And I found some products that had been eliminated accidentally. They're back. I had some new products that never got put on there. They're there. But I also wanted to say something that's, I think, very important for our shopping, moving toward Christmas. I'm not going to do what so many companies do. They will just move toward Christmas with new specials every few days to keep you coming back and primed. I know that you love our products. I don't have to do that. And I think it's a courtesy to you to let you know in advance exactly when each category of product will be discounted, so you can plan on it. And you don't shop ahead thinking, well, I don't know if it'll be discounted or not, so I guess I'll get it now. I'll let you know exactly when it's going to be. We do have to schedule it, because I only have one assistant, and I can't do all the work. So it has to be scheduled. Monday, we're going to have our conversations with Jesus on discount. And there'll be a few other products, too, more and more as we move along. And then as soon as I have my G-Clay, my new G-Clay printer, working perfectly, which should be in just a few days, we will do our annual G-Clay sale, and that will probably be our Black Friday deal. But I'll let you know. I'm going to send out a mailing that will tell you everything and when it's going to happen, what the discounts are, so you can plan on it, because I think that's a courtesy to you, and I think that's a blessing to you, so you know what to wait for, what the discount will be. And I'll move toward the end. Items like Christmas. We always have a Christmas sale before Christmas, of course. What would Christmas be without it? But it's easy to mail and quick to be delivered. So the things that take longer to be delivered or easier, more difficult to pack, we're moving those forward. And the easy things, we're gonna push back. So Christmas will be for sale, but not right now. We've got other things we've got to move in front of it. So I'm glad I just took a moment to explain that to you, because I really do appreciate your support of this work, and the products we have can make your Christmas and all your holidays ultra special. It's a wonderful way to bring Christ into the life of other people. So, Nancy, you're on.
I'm here. Yes, we've got lots of wonderful members of our community waiting to share. So let me open the line. The first caller we have is Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda. I'll be quick. Elizabeth. Hi.
Sure.
Firstly, just gratitude, so much gratitude for all the blessings I've received. I just got a letter from Social Security, and they had stopped me getting Social Security because I had a pension from the UN, and I knew that wasn't right. Anyway, some wonderful angel at Social Security looked at my case and saw it was wrong, and I got a letter saying I'm getting the amount I should be getting, and I got nearly $10,000 in back pay. And this came out of the blue. I can't tell you, I fell on the floor just crying with relief because it really impacted my life financially. And now I can probably stay in my apartment in New York, you know, and I can maybe quit the job that I'm having to do down the road. I mean, it was the biggest miracle. And I know it's all the blessings, you know, I can't thank you enough.
Congratulations.
It was just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The burden of, you know, the anxiety of what I was going to do going forward was huge and just hovering on my shoulder, and it just fell off like a ton of bricks yesterday morning, and I was in my apartment here screaming with joy. So thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And, you know, that is a really good example for other people to see, is that you didn't fight. Well, you fought maybe a little bit at one point, but you let it go, and it came to you by grace. And it came to you in the right time when
Absolutely.
Everything moved forward and the right person was in place to examine
Yes.
your case. That's what we've got to understand about miracles. We make our request known. We challenge other things in the way of it, if necessary, to the degree that it's necessary. Then we let go, because God has to move things around, get the right person in place, get the right situation in place, and then it's there. So you are the most perfect example of what I've been saying, Elizabeth, and it's so true all the time. I just couldn't be happier for you. I mean,
well, thank you so much. And I mean, it's just the relief is enormous, just so enormous, and a blessing for the person who works in Social Security, who saw my case and said, this is wrong. She should be getting this money. I'd sent the letter that I'd done everything I could do. And I said, God, if this was meant to happen, then so be it. And as you said, it came at the perfect right time. So thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, the group, because I know everyone's prayers go into everything when we do this blessing. And so that is that. And just one quick other thing. My sister Virginia, who runs Rocky's Refuge, the animal rescue shelter upstate New York, had to put both Rocky and the other dog, Bailey, to sleep on Thursday night, which is huge. She's lost her two best friends. So if we could just say a prayer for the two dogs yes. and my sister Virginia, with the grief and the loss, and we all have to go through it. I've been crying all weekend because I love these dogs as well, but it's just, the dogs went together and that was beautiful, and everyone's been
yes.
just so lovely and saying prayers and lighting candles for the dogs and Virginia, but it's just sad to go through, and you know you've lost Gunner and your cats, you know what it is with when we love our animals. So just a prayer for those two, but the gratitude and miracles happen and prayers work, and God bless mm-hmm. you, Glenda, for this call every Sunday, because you've helped me personally so much. Thank you and goodbye. Oh.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth, and what a perfect week for offering such gratitude, you know. Thanks so much.
Oh. Thank you,
and
Nancy.
Everything you said, Elizabeth, is a treasure to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thank you, Glenda. You're just, words don't express. Words can't. There aren't words. It's wonderful.
I know. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you. Okay. Well, Nancy, who do we have now?
We have Pamela. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello, Pamela.
Thank you. I'm brand new to the group, so hello, Glenda and Nancy. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I don't have so much of a question as I need a blessing. I've been going through a terrible divorce for 2 years now, and at the request of my husband, had an affair, all that kind of thing. And now he is threatening to move back into the house, which has slightly terrified me off and on because he is verbally abusive and I'm frightened of him. I do have a lawyer, but I'm not sure this lawyer is strong enough to go up against what's going on. and I am out of money. So anything the lawyer does is something that's going to be owed to him in the future. I would just really appreciate a blessing that this he is not allowed or able to move back into this house, which he left by choice.
Well, it's something we can actually bless with love, because he should go where he can find love, and he will not find it there.
Oh, okay.
Wish him love. You know?
Okay.
You know, I have, now this is a silly little example. I mean, it's so beneath the subject, but it makes a point. When things turn cold here, it's not safe to leave the doors open more than 5 seconds, because the flies come in to where it's warm. And I'm really trying to catch and eliminate flies. And what I'm watching is they will fly to one of two places. They'll either fly to the dark, where they have cover, or they will fly to the light, where they have direction. Well, people are the same way. Pardon me just a moment. When people are up to no good, they will seek for cover. Or it could be they're just angry or sad or don't know what to do. They'll look for cover. Same way. When you give them light or love, they'll take that as a direction to follow. And you can actually use this binary steering system for everything in life. So pardon my silly illustration, but then, you know, Yeshua,
no.
Parables from nature all the time. You know, just...
No, I'm sorry to interrupt. So
no, that's all right.
Go ahead. Him love? I liked your example. I'm supposed to send him love?
Well,
have him coming towards me in the light?
Okay, first of all, let me give you a little background of understanding. There's no one alive who doesn't deserve love somewhere from somebody.
Right.
Okay. No matter how evil they are, they deserve love from somebody somewhere. Wish him to find that, because he's not going to find it coming back to this house.
Okay.
He needs to go find love.
He needs to what?
Go find love.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And don't put yourself there in the middle. Just wish him, even if you talk to him, he may be, Henry, whatever his name is, why don't you go find love? You deserve to be loved. Go away from here.
Okay.
Go find love.
Okay.
You'd be surprised how effective that is. Everybody wants love. They may deny it.
Terrific.
They may want you to think they're the tough guy that never needs love in this world. But watch Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
You run the beast over that way.
Right. Okay.
And for me, Pamela, sometimes it really helps for me to watch my thoughts and my words, you know, because if I kind of speak it and think it all the time, you know, my doubts and my insecurities, it's almost like I give life to them. So it's maybe the, you know, the real positive sort of, you know, no defeat, just victory over this, and just see something really good happening so that, you know, you can't get buried into that whole. I mean, I know we're always going to have negative thoughts and we can't kind of help that, but maybe just don't speak to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
We can actually visualize for other people.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
We can.
All right.
We can visualize for other people. Okay. You know,
when I was
without a home, in between selling one and not having another, living in a hotel, I really asked our congregation to envision and visualize a right house for me. And, oh man, I got the best one ever.
Okay. Neat. That's neat. Okay, thank you. That makes me feel so much better, all of that.
Well, it gives you a little bit of cause. What you're feeling right now is that you can't do anything. Bad things could happen and you can't do anything about it. So visualize good things that could happen. Visualize your home free of negativity. visualize a place where he can be and find a new life and a different kind of love. You know, everybody belongs mm-hmm. somewhere. This is okay. An old worn out parable for this community, but even rattlesnakes belong somewhere. They just don't belong in my backyard.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. This is super helpful. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And you'll receive,
in addition to our comments from the human perspective and some degree of human wisdom, in the blessing, you will receive the presence of the Holy Spirit and Yeshua and your Heavenly Father that will activate all the positive thoughts and visualizations you have. So, hang
okay.
around. Go through the...
Okay,
just,
I will.
Hang around. All right.
Yeah.
And that goes for everybody listening.
Okay.
Because we may have other newcomers. We usually do.
Oh,
okay,
that's so
Nancy.
Good. All
okay.
right.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Pamela. Let's see. We have Caroline. You're here. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me on today. Couple of blessings I need for some family issues right now. I'm having a very complicated situation that my son is in, and he wants me to get involved to help, and that might be, I need some blessings to navigate that in a successful way. So that's the first one. And the second one is similar to Pamela, but not quite as bad. I've had a settlement agreement with my ex-husband that he's kept to up till now, but now he's not doing that. He's changing his mind, and his new wife doesn't really want to keep to the agreement that we've made, which is a legal agreement. So I'd like some blessings to have that not get into a major conflict, because I think that would be bad for both of us. So those really are the two blessings that I would like to have some successful resolution to both of those issues.
Great. You got it. You certainly have
yeah.
my
and then,
the blessings of Christ.
Thank you. And then I also wanted to tell you, I'd like to email you maybe outside this call, because I just wanted to make a couple of suggestions about the problem with the missing painting and potential interviews or publicity on it. So I don't think now is a good venue for that, but maybe if I email you, we can move along from there. Yeah,
I would love to hear from you on that. Okay. Well, it's just my name, Glenda Green, @gmail.com.
Great. Okay, I already have that. So take care, and love to everybody in the community. Thank you.
Oh, yes, and love to you, too.
Love you, Carolyn. Okay, Glenda, we have Nancy. Hi, your line is open.
Hi, thank
Hello,
you.
Nancy.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy. Hello, everybody. You can tell how happy I am this Sunday. Last Sunday I called to ask everybody for help for me as I faced the challenge of shingles. And so Sunday I had some head pain and I had shingles. And so I received the blessing. And when my husband checked the little spot, I didn't have a big area. It's small, like an inch and a half or something. But he looked at it on Monday morning and he said, "That's amazing." And I thought, "Oh my goodness, what's he saying?" Well, it turned out it was so much better than it had been even on Sunday that he was astounded. And so I started saying, "Thank you, God, and thank everybody," right away. And I no longer have any head pain on that side of my head. I feel really good, and I'm so grateful for everybody's help and the energy that you transmitted my way. Thank you. It's a wonderful Thanksgiving week for me. So, I don't want to take anybody else's time. So I'll just finish with one other great big huggy thank you and say goodbye and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, we love you, Nancy, and we only do the best for you always.
I love you too.
And you know, when you actually receive a miracle, it's always shocking. Even if you had a thousand, and actually we all have miracles all the time, we just don't realize it. But when you have one, you've requested help on, and it was a big sore piece in your life, and you waited and you waited and you're hoping, you hope, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah,
it's like
gone.
God has a bigger writer.
That's right.
You know, but He let us move through the situation for whatever we may need from it.
Yes, and we have to do our part. I did take the medication. I did everything I could, but then I needed the help of my friends, too.
Yes, and we're here.
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Okay, my dear. Well, I love your happy voice.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Thank all of you. And goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was great. Christopher, we haven't heard from you in a while. You're on.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to say hi. I express appreciation. I love this community. I love hearing people's miracles. I'm so happy for Elizabeth and Nancy, and just wanted to say thank you and express that appreciation. And things are going really well for me, so I don't have any blessings to ask for myself, which is great. But in my work that I've been doing with my graduate school thesis project, I think one of the things that stands out to me the most that I would ask a blessing for everyone in our country and around the world is just the development of more empathy for each other and more compassion for ourselves. That's a blessing I would ask for. It just seems to me that when I look out at the situation, there's so much focus on really superficial levels, and there's a lot of trauma that people have in their bodies that they have not healed, and it comes across in a way that creates more and more conflict. And I just, through the work I've been doing, it's been wonderful to see that trauma can be healed. It's like that unconsciousness can be brought into the consciousness and healed. And in the process, a big part of that is the relationships that we have with each other and realizing that we're not alone in that struggle. So it's, for me, there just seems like with the amount of proliferation of social media and very superficial arguments and a level of perception, it just seems so important that this simple, simple, simple thing that we have as humans of being able to listen to one another and see one another and see our common humanity is just so vital for the world right now. And I guess I just wanted to ask for a blessing from Yeshua and the Holy Spirit that just like we're having miracles in our personal lives, that we could see a miracle within humanity.
Yes, yes. Well, we will. You're going to see an extraordinary miracle in its own time. But just as with personal miracles, sometimes we have to allow the universe to move around and get it flat to deliver it on target. We've all experienced that, or at least I hope everyone's had that pleasure. And the same is going to require moving around, adjusting, and learning from each other to get that great miracle. That's the promise. That's been the promise for through the ages, is that the miracle you're asking for will happen. And, of course, we all pray for that. We all pray for that, Christopher. You did stimulate some thoughts that I would like to contribute from your visitation with us. Okay. And I gather you're more or less complete. So I can take over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Glenda.
But thanks to you, a couple of things came up. One is the simple miracle that comes from listening. Listening to whoever is talking.
Hmm.
Listening to the world. Listening to whoever is in front of you. Listening to what the wind is blowing in. Just listen. I have had so many experiences in Revelation around the subject of listening that I could probably write books on it. But in the days when I had a little more, open time. I've never had leisure time since I've been doing this work. But there were more openings in my day, my week, and so forth. I actually offered counseling to people. And in my counseling session, I would always notice a change happened when I stopped talking and just simply listened, no matter what they said. And in the beginning, what they would say would be typical in so many conversations. It would be to bait a response. You've been in conversations where people say things in order to bait you to respond, and they're curious about, well, how would you respond to this if I said that? How would you respond? Okay. Once they get through that, and they see you're not responding because you're listening, they will start opening up. And they're not sure if you're really listening yet. But then they see you really are listening, and they open up more. Then they open up more. And then problem solved. Issue gone. I have experienced the miraculous spiritual medicine of listening so many times that I really, really want to applaud those who do this and encourage those who need to do this. I'm thinking back as a sort of a counterpart example. Pardon me, just one moment. Back in the day, probably 3-4 decades ago, when talk show television became really, really popular, you know, it, pardon me. Okay, it became really, really popular. And the one thing that annoyed me about it is everybody tried to talk at the same time. And one person could be talking and another person would butt in. And the listener really couldn't hear anything, and nothing was ever resolved because everybody was talking at the same time. And I thought, this isn't going to go anywhere. Well, finally, it actually took a few decades for people to really learn what needs to happen. And I notice now on different types of daytime television, such as The View or it's a really popular one. I don't watch it all the time because I don't like all of the topics. But there's a lot of daytime shows that I'm noticing more courtesy, more listening, and at the end of the interchange, there's actually a point that can be made. And that point would not have been possible except for listening. Okay. Now, the second thing that Christopher just glossed over, and I don't think he was intentionally making a point of it, but Yeshua said to me, "Hey, kid, don't miss that one. That's a big one." You know, and I'm going to give you the counterpart to it first, which most of us do understand. Most of us understand that when we have emotional, spiritual, mental struggles, those can actually show up as physical symptoms. So we see the correlation of the body and the soul in that direction. But what Yeshua pointed out for me, and I had actually never thought about it before, and here it is. Listen carefully. He pointed first to the animal kingdom, which we were just discussing with Elizabeth's departed friends, doctrines, that it came to mind that they were anesthetized. And before that, even before being anesthetized, they were actually consoled. Animals all know their destiny. They all can see death approaching. They all come to terms with it. And actually, animals are very skillful, which is frustrating for humans, but they're very skillful at hiding their pains. Nature has taught them to hide their pains. Because actually, when you're in the wild, when you're with nature, it's the painful animal who gets abandoned, because the painful animal is given up for a liability. And if anyone has to be food for the coyote, okay, you're going to get it. So animals have learned through long, long evolutionary adaptation to hide their pain physically. Well, our bodies, I'm not going to say our bodies are part of the animal kingdom, but we certainly are protoplasmically similar, and our neurobiological system is similar, and actually we do hide our pain. We don't want to lose our job. We don't want to be frustrating to our family. We do not want to be a down note for a social engagement, the one who's always complaining about something, the one who's always got something wrong. We do hide our pain, perhaps for different reasons than animals do, but we hide them. And the act of hiding those pains anesthetizes the pains to where we get to the point we don't even feel them. But you can't bottle them up forever. You can't. And it's just very possible that this guy on the highway dramatizing road rage is actually deeply in physical pain that has been anesthetized. He can't feel it. But everything on that road hurts him. And he goes into road rage and pain. Some of the time, the people in your offices who are acting up and dramatizing and causing distrust and mischief, those people may actually be in physical pain that they have anesthetized and have no attention on, but it comes out in other ways. So now, why am I mentioning this? Because it's something you can listen for, and also something toward which you can direct compassion. And this would give you an inroad to helping those people with their pain, pain they no longer see, pain they no longer feel, but it's there. They need to get back to where the pain really is. And I have encountered this many times in my counseling. A person would come in with rage over something. Could be child protective services, could be family illnesses that are just depleting their resources, could be a really bad divorce, could be a lot of things they're focusing on and in agony mentally and emotionally about. I listen, and sometimes I've even asked the question, this very simple question: if you could compare this to a physical pain, what would that be? And they'll always bring up a pain they used to have. So, you know, this is the way. I used to have this low back pain, and it just kept me from driving. It inhibited my life. And it was like, and they went through describing all the symptoms of their low back pain. And all of a sudden, their agony with the husband was gone. Now, this isn't going to work like that in every case. But I wanted to point out that the equation can work both ways. Not just do we get physical pain from emotional distress? But we can actually have emotional distress from suppressed physical pain that has to express itself and work its way out. Because in the end, my friend, we are one whole person. There is no separating one part of you from the rest of you. It's all there. It's all in action at all times. And sometimes this movement that I talked about many times to move a miracle into place is not always a movement within the universe. It could be a movement within you. It has to move certain parts of you around so that God's eraser on the whiteboard can get to that pain in your low back or that spot of shingles on your neck. The result, of course, is a happy, put-together person. And that's what it feels like on the other side of a miracle, is a very happy, put-together person. Just think about how happy Elizabeth was today. There is a put-together person, my friend, and Nancy, and we just go down the list. So don't get over-fixated on where you are experiencing the symptom of pain or the symptom of a problem. It could be originating anywhere in your whole person. That's my bottom line for that. Okay, Nancy, we got to get us back to the community.
I'd like to just add real quick that that's why I love homeopathy, because it really, you know, because it's an energetic thing and it's a frequency thing and it works at the deepest level. Sometimes the deepest mm-hmm. level, you know, some emotional thing can manifest in a skin outbreak or, you know, whatever. But I just
Absolutely.
Do like that approach. And you know, it deals with water and dilution. And I know you talked about that in Keys of Yeshua and Will and Responsibility, but and Emoto's stuff that he did with water. But we still don't really understand the power of water and how that all works. But, yeah, it's something to look into. So, anyway, thank you so much for bringing that up. Okay,
You're
let's
welcome.
See. We have Eva.
Hello. Oh, hi there. Hello. I think the last time I talked, I was really doing well and I was happy and I don't remember for sure. But in the meantime, once more, a regression back into the pain. And you've just been talking about the pain. And when I get these, it gets harder and harder for me to the miracle's coming. I know you say it takes time and it has to play out and all of that stuff. So I'm still waiting, but it gets a little bit more difficult. So once again, here we are, and I'm asking for blessings again, and I know also that you say we don't have to always ask because they'll be there for us. But sometimes I feel better when I talk to somebody. So
We are told biblically to ask.
That's true.
Should, even God will not interfere with your learning cycle, your adventure cycle. Your need to be on your own, experiencing whatever, even God will not intervene. So you do need to ask.
Okay.
In the great words of Paul, he said, "You have not because you ask not."
Okay. Well, I've been asking and I've been waiting.
Well, you know, keep asking. And you might actually direct the asking to yourself. In the sense that, where is this pain? What is the really biggest pain I'm experiencing? In what part of me, in what part of my life is this biggest pain? So you can ask yourself, and I would highly recommend that. I do that all the time, and I get lots of results that way.
Yeah, I remembered while you were talking of Louise Hay. She's been a great help for me, and she has this chart in her book about what the emotions are about the different pains, and I remember from many years ago, because I had back pain a lot, she says the back pain is the all that old stuff back there. And so I'm thinking about, okay, let me get rid of all this old stuff back there. But somehow I am having some difficulty with that. And then it gets me a little worried because I've had so many setbacks. And I know this has happened to you too. And I have to let go of all of that. And the letting go is sometimes the harder part when it keeps coming back.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
I understand totally. Just keep on doing it.
Okay.
You might just relax. Remember to relax also. Just relax.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the harder part when you're in pain.
It is.
Yeah.
Eva, sometimes I just kind of pray that, you know, maybe not so much that the circumstance changes, but that I kind of change through the circumstance, you know what I mean? That maybe God's doing something with, God's doing something with me through the circumstance. Does that make sense?
Say that again.
That God's kind of doing something with me through the circumstance despite the difficulty, you know?
Yeah.
Not easy, that's for sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know. I know that too, there's purpose in everything. And, I know that, but knowing it doesn't necessarily ease the pain. And, so I still struggle with that. But, waiting for that. I'm very happy for, was it Elizabeth who got the big miracle or somebody that was just on here and talking about it? And I said, well, I'm still waiting for that.
Okay. Well, it will come. It will come.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm just always hoping sooner rather than later, but it's been later for a while now, so.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do want to have a good Thanksgiving because all the family will be here, and I don't want to be here and, be somebody that changes the energy into something that we don't want. So,
okay.
So, thank you anyway. Appreciate it.
We love you, Eva. We do.
We
do all the best.
I know that.
Most of all,
so
God
thankful.
Loves you. Okay.
Yes, that was hard for me to believe until I read Love Without End, because and Love Without End really changed my life in knowing about God's love, and I want to continue to truly realize that and remember it, and that, you know, there's purpose in this, and in the end it will be better, but I'm just waiting for that time.
If it's not better, then it's not the end.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Eva. You're going to receive a big blessing today. Let's see, Glenda. We have Sarah. Hi.
Hey there. This is wonderful to be on here.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi to everybody. Wow. All right, I have a blessing. I'm in really need of a blessing for a meeting I'm going to have tomorrow afternoon. I got, about a week ago, I got what I'm calling a truth bomb, basically dropped on me from some stuff that happened like 10 years ago. And it turned my life upside down. I've been getting incredible, like, cosmic energy level help, which is actually, you know, it almost makes this whole thing worth it because it's just like pouring in. However, this tomorrow I'm having a meeting with the person that the situation is connected with. It feels like one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. you know, like share this truth with this particular person. And so I would just love to have that, that this meeting just filled with blessings for both of us, and that I will have the strength to do what I have to do. So,
you certainly have my blessings, and my first recommendation would be your most advantageous strategy in the beginning is listen. Listen. Your most advantageous strategy in the beginning is to listen. Not just with listening ears, but a listening heart, a listening mind, a listening presence. Be there and listen. Because you have to have, you have to drain whatever negativity that person has or situation has. You've got to drain it so that you know what to do with it.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that because it feels like this is stuff that I have to. Yeah, I don't think he even has an idea of what this is, what this meeting is about. It's like stuff that's come up for me that I need to put out there. But listening is a key piece that I have to remember now.
It is because I and the reason I said that is I could feel in your voice that you've been really preparing your you've got your prep book all set up, you know, in your mind. In writing, everything you want to deal with is all right there. So you're ready to enter the room and start talking. Don't do that. Enter the room with a state of peace. You still got all your preparation back there in your mind, in your heart, or whatever you wrote down, whatever this is about, you're prepped. But walk in and listen. And then listen frequently. You'll be surprised at what will be offered to you that will set your mind at greater peace.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, Glenda, thank you, Sarah. Blessings to you and your situation. Let's see, our last caller, Glenda, we have Susan, your line's open. Hi.
Hi, Susan. Hi. Everybody, the happiest of Thanksgivings. And I just want to say my daughter-in-law had a good job working like out of the house with pet products, and they laid her off. So I just put in some prayers that she can get a job. She has a young child, and if she can get a job where she's not doing a major commute and she can work from home, that's my blessing and prayer for her. So I would ask to put her on the list of blessing and prayers. And talking about listening to the body, I've been working on having a good relationship with my body, and I had some dermatological stuff done on my head, and it was a scraping, but boy, he took a whole lot out of there. When I looked at it and went, oh my God, I guess nothing is little when they go in and do whatever they do. So I was tending to it, and yesterday I did something a little different because I was going to take a shower later, whatever, and my head burned, and I mean burned, and it radiated. And I went, your body's telling you that whatever, you know, this Aquaphor Vaseline type stuff isn't working for you. Get up, take a shower, clean it up, and put on the antibiotic ointment because your body's screaming. It's not, you know, no good. As soon as I went through that, the pain was gone. And I went, oh, okay, because I've been asking to hear from my body, how else is my body going to communicate with me? A lot of times through some pain.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
And you know, and sometimes if they're chronic, I don't necessarily get the message. And it could take forever or just, you know, work through it. But in this instance, it was a quick thing. I went, oh, something is definitely not right with what, you know, what I'm applying here. And as soon as I made the change, you know, it made it, it's just a pain. Just, it didn't subside. It left me. And it was, oh, it's always wonderful to pick up. And I said, oh, I hear you. I hear something I did wrong. I'll correct it. And it was corrected. But I might as well put myself on the list. This is like, it's a head thing and it can be easily get infected. And honestly, my doctors, you know, luckily I've had other stuff before and so I knew what to do, but they're not all that, great to tell you, oh yeah, just put a little Vaseline on there. You know, on the scalp, no, I think antibiotic ointment, you know, it's just too, you can't put a Band-Aid on it. It's an open wound. Yeah, I gotta be careful about how I treat it. So I look at them and I roll my eyes, but, you know, some experience and the grace of God, and I'm asking for you guys, so I know it'll take a while to heal up, but I might as well put myself on the list for that, and thank you all. And
you are very welcome.
Everybody who spoke. Thanks.
And thank you, Susan, because you just gave a perfect example of what I was saying. The minute you listened, things started changing. The minute you listened. You know, I know that in our group we have a lot of people who were parents at one time, of course, hopefully still are, or grandparents now. And have you ever noticed that a toddler could just be throwing a tantrum, crying. And you offer them something. No, that's all right. And they're still going. Offer them something else. No. The minute you listen to them, they stop. All they wanted was for you to listen to them.
Nice.
Well, we're all still living in a body that once was a toddler. And sometimes it acts like a toddler.
Right?
That's true.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. And Nancy, is our board clear?
It's clear.
Oh, my goodness. And it's 4:01. How perfect was our work today? Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, everybody, while I'm still talking, I want to wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And be sure to be grateful for things that are not material, as well as the material blessings that are sitting on the table or joining you for a feast. There's so much to be grateful for, even in the midst of struggles in the world, conflicts among humans all over the world, and fears about the future. There's really nothing to be afraid of because we're in God's hands. And the only thing to be afraid of is actually the unknown, which we're always going to be afraid of anyway. You know, you could talk to the wealthiest people on earth who actually maybe even are fortunate enough to have a good family, happy children, and they're still afraid of the unknown. What if I lost it? What if? And that's the only thing we're all really afraid of, is the unknown. And the fact is, you can handle that directly through one word. Faith. Faith. You and God equal faith. And that takes care of the unknown. So no matter what you have or don't have materially, whatever you have or don't have socially or with family, you have God. And God takes care of the unknown. God loves you. God will take care of you all the days of your life and beyond this life. Because this life is just a little red schoolhouse. You know, it's almost... Of course, it's the most important thing we have, so So we have to respect and cherish it, and respect and cherish the lives of others. But really, in the long run, it's nothing compared to eternity. And so let's put it in perspective. Let's relax. Let's listen. And be joyful in our time of relaxation. And not just consider holidays a time of hectic activity and social gatherings, but a time of peace, of rejoicing, of sharing and loving. And you will find that the blessings of the season will pour in more abundantly for you. And that's what I wish for everyone. And pray for you every day. So let us begin. I just want you to find your sweet spot. Relax. Stretch out. Shake your arms and your legs. And empty your mind of any challenging thoughts you might have had. Anything that might have disturbed your day, or that you still and just take a deep breath. Just a really big one. And then exhale and empty your lungs. Let this be your time for gathering your spirit and releasing everything that's incomplete. Even if it's good, but incomplete. Even if it's just in process, but let go of the incomplete. Inhale your spirit, for in your spirit you are complete. Receive the presence of God, for in your presence with God you are complete. Receive your presence with the Holy Spirit and Yeshua, for in their love you are complete. It is through your incompleteness, it is through your completeness that your incompleteness will be dispelled and the miracles will come and fulfill your life. So let us be in our simple, surrendered state of completion right now at this moment. And we're going to start our four square breath, which is a very simple breath. Those of you who've been here many times know it, but we have newcomers, so I'll make it quick and easy. It's called square because you're going to just move in four directions with not necessarily your breath, but your thought form. Here's what it is. You're going to exhale to the count of four. And it's your count of four. I'm not going to coach you through it because I might go too fast. I might go too slow. I want it to be your breath and an opportunity for you to learn, to measure, and project your breath according to your needs. So you're going to exhale to the count of four. Let's do it. Now you're going to just leave it there to the count of four. Give time for your breath to be received by the world, by others, by those who need to receive life from your generous giving. Now, you're going to inhale to the count of four. Your count of four. And you're going to hold that breath to the count of four. I kind of visualize a box that I'm going around with my breath. It's easy to see on the outgoing and the incoming side. And on the forward side, that's where the breath belongs to others. And then on the inner side that comes through our chest, that's where the breath becomes our life. So now let's go through it. Now that you know what to do, let's go through it together. Let's exhale to the count of four, giving our breath into life. Letting it be received to the count of four. Now inhaling to the count of four and holding it that it may become part of your life to the count of four. I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua, and I would like you to continue your four square breath while I do that. When I'm complete, then I want you to start your prayer, because your prayer is your asking, and your prayer is your receiving. It's how you provide a target for the blessing to focus on and come into. You provide a window for your blessing through your prayer, and a target, just like the satellite dish on your roof or whatever else you use for attracting signals. It's tuned to you. Dear Yeshua, I want to thank you for all the days of my life, for all the years I have lived, loved, breathed, laughed, cried with all of those that I have loved who have loved me. I ask that my circle of love be expanded, that my love may grow into the largest circle that could surround and hold the world. I pray to experience this love and understand the fullness of what love is. And in that spirit, I ask for your blessings upon all of us. I ask for your blessings upon those who could not be here today, or those who did not speak, those who have never heard of us, but would be community members if they only knew, for they are already united in their hearts, and we ask for their blessings. We ask that you feed the poor. We ask that you comfort the children and the bereaved, that you give companionship to the lonely. For as one great family of humanity, we are one. We are united. And let us give our love to one another, that our union may someday be truly fulfilled. We ask for this in your name, but also by the power of our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, and by the grace of our Father's goodwill toward us all. Amen. Blessing givers, will you now join me for conducting the lesson, and everybody else, start your prayer. Your blessing is complete. Amen. Amen. And amen. Go forth and receive your blessing. But first, I want you to rest for at least 5 minutes. At least seven minutes. Don't think about anything. Close your eyes. Be in a state of sensory reduction where no thoughts, no feelings, you're just simply there, which gives a blank slate for our Heavenly Father to write your blessings on. Have a wonderful week and a blessed Thanksgiving. Bye-bye for now.